Welcome to Stoic Habits. Make Stoicism a habit every day.
This podcast is brought to you by the Job Search Integrity Program. Make a career transition based on integrity and character. Find out more at livestoic.com/coaching. The reasoning mind is the most powerful tool in the practice of Stoicism, but the mind needs to be cared for. Find out how to maintain your brain by signing up for my free weekly newsletter. When you sign up, you get instant access to 2 free reports, how to implement Stoicism in 7 areas of life, and how to start a daily journal. Go to livestoic.com/newsletter for more information. Discourses, Book 2, Chapter 1, Verse 8. Yet we behave like deer when the hands are frightened by the feathers and flee from them. Where do they turn? Where do they withdraw to their search for their safety? To the nets. And so they meet their end by confusing objects of fear with objects of confidence. So it is too with us. For where do we show fear? With regard to things outside the sphere of choice. And what, on the other hand, do we behave with courage as if there were something to be dreaded and things that lie within the sphere of choice? If I told you that your best laid plans were being constantly sabotaged, would you believe me? What if I told you there's a person that's constantly getting in the way of the life you want to live? It sounds crazy, but if you're a typical person, you and probably rattled off dozens of names that you think have contributed to your current frustrations. Maybe it's your school principal who decided that you didn't really qualify for anything. Maybe it's your parents who simply didn't understand what you wanted to do in life. Maybe it's a former relationship that hurt you so much that there's negative consequences from it, such as rejection, betrayal, or discouragement. If you're like most people, you can really name people that you think have contributed to not bringing fulfillment in life. Now, you probably can rattle off thousands of reasons why people have screwed you up emotionally. Well, the reality is nobody makes you feel lousy without your approval. Seriously, nobody can make you feel bad without your consent. Whatever mental state you're in, whatever emotions flash into your consciousness, the moment you think about something or a situation in your life, it is a choice. It is your perception of that situation. And unfortunately, a lot of people are unable to understand this fact and make it work. Instead, they allow that to work against them. They can't make headway about this. We know how this works. We know that it's negative, but somehow, some way, the moment we feel ourselves in certain situations, we are thinking of things and people that are negative. It takes a great deal of negative reaction to just stay away from a purely internal and emotional level, but it doesn't. Instead, we do the wrong things to the wrong people with all the wrong drama blowing up. Similarly, we can get so worked up about something and the thought about it that something or somebody did something or something happened, and it poisons us. It poisons us the rest of the day. We're not effective as we can be. Make no mistake, until and unless you're able to overcome your emotions and understand your emotions, you'll remain frustrated. You will remain unhappy with aspects of your life. It will continue if you don't know how to cope with your emotions. It will continue to rob you of happiness and otherwise capable of what you can achieve in life. Thinking and acting emotionally will always lead to less than optimal situations. Whatever conflicts are in your life, it gets worse. Whatever negative mental habits you have, that gets reinforced. Whatever bad decisions you make, it'll happen more on a habitual basis. You need to break the chain. You need to do it today. Thank you for listening to Stoic Habits. For more on self-improvement with Stoicism, check out our website, livestoic.com.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.